Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. At the Thrift Shop, we feature a freeform blend of music from the past century of recorded sound. We love jazz, folk, indie rock, and obscurities on LPs, 78s, 45s, cassettes, and even compact discs. It's like a trip to your local Goodwill. There's something for everyone here on the Thrift Shop shelves. And here's a shout out to everyone listening on St. Leo University Radio, WLSL 92.7 FM. Thanks for tuning in. I do hope that you enjoy the show. I hope the weather is warm down there in St. Leo, Florida, because it is freezing in New Hampshire. All right, let's dig into this week's playlist. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Group called Jam from their 1976 LP, we heard Resolution. Before that, Oscar Sully with some great Afro-funk from 1980, Luke You, You. We started that set off with a brand new 45 released on the Timonian label, Ernie Hawks and the Soul Investigators with Scorpio Walk. This is DJ Frederick, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And coming up in just a moment, we're going to visit to the Thrift Shop record bin and hear an entire album by Alessandro Alessandroni.
Exploring Science and the Sea. In the summer of 2017, a research expedition took a good look at a string of underwater mountains north of Hawaii. Scientists used sonar to map the volcanic mountains, known as seamounts, which formed tens of millions of years ago. And they found a profusion of life on and around the mountains. Corals, jellyfish, sea stars, sea spiders, and a bright red sea toad. They'll be studying the findings for years. The expedition was known as Deep Sea Symphony, not for the musical precision of its work, but for the mountains it was exploring. Musicians Seamounts. The chain is 750 miles long and consists of about 36 peaks. Each of them tops out thousands of feet below the surface. Individual seamounts in the chain are named for classical composers, from Strauss and Shostakovich in the northwest to Prokofiev in the southeast, with Mozart, Brahms, Chopin, and many others in between. The theme was proposed in 1959 by Henry Menard, a scientist at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. His group had mapped that region of the ocean floor using sonar developed during World War II. Scientists were finding so many seamounts that they couldn't name them all, so they named groups of them for musicians, geologists, and others. The individual names were filled in later. Today, the names of features on the ocean floor are adopted by an international scientific body following a set of guidelines that makes sure that scientists hit all the right notes as they map the world's oceans. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
We're a charter member of the ALPB.
Member station of the ALPB.
Member station of the ALPB.
The Association of Low Power Broadcasters. Welcome. I'm Bob Thelmley, MRAM 1500, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, ALPB Acting Chairman and Member Station. ALPB members are located around the world.
Broadcasting on AM 1650 from studios located in beautiful Pitt Meadows, British Columbia.
From Rag FM 107.7, Raglan, New Zealand.
KDX, World Round Radio, broadcasting from the center of North America.
License-free, low-power broadcasting, bringing radio back to the people. Also known as micro-broadcasting, these radio stations have the potential to provide full-service professional radio entertainment. Members helping members, sharing technical expertise and programming, the ALPB is working to improve the quality of member stations.
This is Carl Blair.
This is Johnny Seep.
This is David Chamberlain.
And I'm Bob Thelmley. Become an ALPB member station. Click the contact button, request information, and we will tell you how. We are the Association of Low Power Broadcasters, bringing radio back to the people.
And you can learn more about the Association of Low Power Broadcasters at thealpb.com, bringing radio back to the people. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Today we're going to visit the record bin. We're going to listen to the entire album of Alessandro Alessandroni's Panoramic Feelings, which was released in 1971 on the Canopo label in Italy. Alessandro Alessandroni was just an incredible soundtrack and library music composer. Without further ado, here's Panoramic Feelings from the record bin. ¶¶
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Community radio for crate diggers, dusty groovers, and the musically adventurous.
This is Bird Note. It's the anniversary of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a place where wildlife photographer and sound recordist Garrett Vinn has spent a lot of time. Let's hear what he has to say about the wetlands there.
There's one habitat in Alaska that's probably most important for the widest number of species and the most number of birds as individuals in the entire state, and it's the Arctic Coastal Plain. And ironically, that's the one habitat type that has the least protection in the entire state. Less than 2% of the entire Arctic Coastal Plain is protected. In early June, millions of birds arrive there from all over the world to breed. All these different kinds of ducks, shorebirds, which are, you know, sandpipers, plovers, and other types of wading birds. All these birds go up there and they're feeding on this explosion of insect life that happens in the brief spring. And it's also a place that's very safe for them to nest because there's relatively few predators. So they're going to this place because it's safe and because there's lots of food, and trying to quickly breed and then move on again across the globe to where they spend the rest of the year.
From the American Birding Association to the U.S. Sportsman's Alliance, from the National Audubon Society to the National Rifle Association, groups are joining together in support of funding to maintain wildlife refuges. Learn how you, too, can help. Begin at our website, birdnote.org.
At BirdNote, we're committed to bringing you the best in environmental storytelling. Help us make a difference for birds by donating at birdnote.org. And thanks.
Thank you.
Dave Grusin from a 45 released on Decca Records, the theme to It Takes a Thief. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. If you'd like to communicate, my email address is wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. You can also check in on our Facebook page. We have a Radio Thrift Shop group on Facebook, so check in, say hello, and I would be glad to answer all of your questions or listen to your comments, concerns, feedback, and requests. Because radio is meant to be an interactive process. All right, we're going to check in with the headlines from the White House in just a moment. So until the next show, until we open a thrift shop again, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.